Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. Whoa, the weather is hot out there, and I know a lot of you make an excuse not to go exercise, and that's true. The best time to exercise is in the early morning when it's cool or late in the evening, but it depends on where you're at. Even at 6 o'clock, has been high as 80 degrees. Ooh, and the temperature does not go down to about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Well, therefore, then exercise inside or get to a pool. Well, we have a fabulous speaker tonight, and her talk is called Eating for Energy by Rachel Umstadted, but she's going to help me pronounce her last name. She says she was sick and tired and being sick and tired and overweight. We're going to find out what that means in a few minutes from Rachel, right after this commercial.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, that's my Thursday night promo. You know, Thursday night I have authors that come on that talk about their books and their lives, and they inspire you to be motivated, to encourage you, to uplift you, and to get you up to be a positive level, to make you move forward. Well, Rachel says she was sick and tired of being and also overweight. Rachel became determined to overhaul her own physical, spiritual, and emotional habits. Using her strong faith, natural foods, and relaxed lifestyle, she turned her health around. From this experience, her background in education and training as an integrative nutrition coach, Rachel found Pray, Live, and Eat, where she makes healthy living easy, fun, and delicious with God's simple design. You can live out the benefits of a healthier lifestyle, happy you, by visiting her at PrayLiveEat.com to join her newsletter by Healthy Tips, for healthy tips, inspiration, and fun recipes. Let's talk to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Rachel, please correct me on your last name. How you pronounce that?
Well, you weren't far off. It is Umstadted.
Oh, Umstadted. Oh, okay. Okay,
Umstadted.
Rachel. Rachel, thank you for coming on. Everybody, she is dynamite. You need to go see her website. And I like that, how she has Eat, Pray, and Live, because that's what we need to do, not only from the outside, but from the inside, living by God's word, as well as eating right to honor this temple. So tell us a little bit more about yourself other than what I've said.
Okay. I am... Well, I'm married. I'm a little excited right now because on Thursday is my 21st anniversary with my amazing husband, and that's exciting to me. I'm the mom of two teenagers, so that keeps me busy and going in lots of different directions. My background is in education. I am a former teacher, and that's when my journey to better health started, because I had always been a healthy, active person, and then with a full-time job and two young children, I found myself at the very bottom of the health barrel, very sick, chronically sick, and overweight, and no energy. And through very simple changes that I made in my life, you know, I found my way back to a very vibrant life, and now it has been my passion to help share that with others and help other people live out and get to that vibrant life that they can have.
Wow, that is beautifully put. Now, I just want to go back over when you say your 21st anniversary?
Yes.
For birthday. What? No way. Anybody, you need to go to her website. Her face, she looks so like, you look like you were no more than 25 or 26.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love you. Oh, my goodness. I love you. I love you. I tell you what.
It must be that pray, live, and eat lifestyle.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, that's so much nicer. My teens tell me all the time how old I am. So it's nice to hear that not everybody thinks that.
Maybe you're thinking and being a mother, but when I look at your picture, no way. Oh, totally. That must be that eating.
That's right. That's right.
So how do you get to this website? How do you formulate the pray, live, and eat? You know, you're the second person that come across, and she's a registered dietitian. She had the word pray and live, you know, for your healthier lifestyle, and you got pray, live, and eat. So explain that to my listeners.
Well, sure. That is very simple. It's a very simple way to get to a healthy lifestyle. You know, we pray our spiritual health is always first, and to always put God first, and that's our foundation. And we live a healthy lifestyle, and we eat the healthy food that God gave us, and that nourishes, you know, our bodies that we have as we're living here. And it's all connected. If you've seen my logo, it's all inside of a circle. And, you know, our spiritual health, our physical health, emotional health, everything is all connected. But I have the pray first, because that is where our foundation. And when we keep that as our foundation, the live and the eat part naturally fall into place. And we, you know, can kind of live within that circle of good health.
I like that, and I like your logo, Pray, Live, and Eat. I really like that. It's beautiful. So what does healthy mean to you? Because you said you got sick and tired, and you like me, I got sick and tired. Now I'm changing my lifestyle. But what do you mean by healthy?
By healthy? You know, by healthy, to me, that is to have energy to have fun. You know, not just getting through your day, drudging through another day, through all your obligations, but to really have that energy to have fun and enjoy. When you have that energy at the end of the day to enjoy your family or enjoy your fun time, that's what being healthy to me is. And that's, you know, not where I was when I was just sick all the time and not really enjoying anything, and getting back to that, just that inner, you know, just that nice constant energy to enjoy wherever you are.
And it's good, because we need to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit, because to me they all go hand in hand. Because when you are sick, you focus on your ailments, the bones, the aches and everything, and you focus less on God. So the distractions get in front of you when God should be there. So that's why I like that you said pray, live, and eat. And I like how you said you combine both physical and spiritual health together. So tell my listeners, what does spiritual health mean to you?
Well, to be spiritually healthy, that means we are looking to God first and foremost in our life. And whether that's, of course, in our spiritual life, but also in our physical life and in what we eat. And to remember that all gifts come from God. You know, He created us, He created this world, and He created all of this wonderful food for us to eat. And when we have that good spiritual health and that foundation and always turn to Him, you know, we extend that into the things that we eat and eat the good gifts that He's given us. And actually, my business is based on that verse where we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when we remember that and honor God with that in every part of our lives, that's, you know, real health comes that way.
so true. That is, when we focus on him and include him in all ways, you know, let him make the decision for us, we're at a better place. And when you're at that place, then everything else falls into place. Your finance, your physical health, you feel better. You have, like you said, that energy to help serve God and help serve mankind, and that you're not tired at the end of the day. You know, you don't want to be bothered with anybody. You, in other words, when they look at you, they see not only you and the brightness in your aura, right? They also see Jesus in you as well. So we have not only flex our physical muscles, but we also have to flex our spiritual muscles. Now, this energy, can we get energy from food? Because a lot of people, you know, go to those pills, those powders. They go on these long retreats where they do all this other stuff. Can we get energy from food?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And you are so right. There are so many distractors out there and so many things that are so complicated with complicated, you know, programs and pills to take, and really it is so simple. And we see that, you know, people turn to these other solutions as they are presented because we have this cycle that is so common where we wake up tired, dragging, go to the coffee to get that caffeine, carries us through, and then we start to slump again and turn to a sugary donut at the office. And then we gets us through a little more, and then we slump again in the afternoon and turn to the candy bar. It's all of these quick fixes, and that is a roller coaster of highs and lows, and then we crash and burn. It's kind of like a bank account where if you keep writing checks every time we turn to something like caffeine or sugar for energy instead of taking care of our body, it's like writing another check. And when we keep writing checks or using our credit cards without replenishing, I mean, we all know how that ends. It's not a pretty sight if we don't replenish the bank account, right? That's just not too pleasant. And that's what happens to our bodies, and that's why sometimes we turn to these quick things. But, yes, we can get energy when we put in real whole foods just like God gave them to us. The energy that we get is incredible. The biggest food, yeah, and the biggest food I see that's missing from, you know, the standard American diet, which I call SAD, are the leafy greens. And, you know, sadly, those are the foods that are so energizing. You know, when you think about it, green, when you think of the color green, what comes to mind? It's like energy, spring, new life. And when we eat those green foods, we are putting that energy into our body. We are helping to get the waste out of our body and to get that nutrition in, and we get that energy. And again, those leafy greens, just by adding in leafy greens, adding in vegetables, we will have that new life. They're the most complete package that God gave us, the most nutrient-dense form of food that we have been provided with on this planet. I mean, they're the perfect package of vitamins, minerals, fiber that all come to us and can get right into our cells and nourish us.
Wow. For my listeners out there, you, Rachel, have said a life, a long list of good things. When you talked about the checkbook, at my church, what I did was I gave him an envelope, and because we had a nutrition and fitness class, a 16-week course, and I gave him an envelope, and I said, every time you had caffeine or Starbucks or that donut or something that was not good and nourishing for the body, they're supposed to put in a dollar. And they all looked at me, and they were like, whoa, I'm going to be bankrupt at the end of the week. I said, was to show you. And then, of course, I said, after that, then you turn that money into church. But I said, it's to show you how often that you really I guess I don't want to say, I guess it's say harming the body or doing things that's not nourishing. You're not promoting good health. So when you said that checkbook, I thought that is so true, you know. And the leafy greens, you know, foliage, the trees is beautiful health. You see nurturing, you see health. And you're right. That's another phrase, garbage input. Because if you put in garbage input, garbage output. So you'd be in aches and pains and tired all the time. So my listeners out there, Rachel's had some good things. I like when I was looking at your website, when you sent me that newsletter, and you said God's fast food. Am I repeating that? Because yes. People were on the bicycles or something, and it was so cute. I explained to everybody that little thing you did.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do. I call that God's fast food. You know, there's not... We think of fast food as driving through the drive-thru and getting who knows what that really is that comes out of those windows. And we have perfect foods to take with us to add in. Take a banana, an apple, a handful of nuts along with you. And I do. I take those on bike rides and call that God's fast food. The picture you're referring to, a picture where I had a banana with me on a bike ride, and it's just perfect. It comes right in its own wrapper. You take it with you, and you get that fuel to keep on going, and you can take that. Of course, so many times in my bag and my purse, there's an apple or a Lara bar or a little package of nuts, and those are all things. That is God's fast food that we can take right with us, and it's so easy and get that energy that we need because we're all busy and going all day long. And we need to have quick ways to get that energy so that we don't turn to, you know, the junk, all the junk that's out there.
I thought that was so cute, God's fast food. I have another thing that I call, and it's the Last Supper. And in my book, Being Fabulously Fit. And so the Last Supper is versus, you know, you at the table like Jesus, but on one side you have the fast food and the other side you have the fruit because after they come to the nutritionist, they change. And then I had the alcohol is being replaced by water, spiritual and physical water. And then I had fast food again with the increase in fruit and vegetables. But also increase your, the fruit of the spirit. So and then I had junk food is like Judas, who betrayed Jesus. So junk food betrays you because it's not promoting good health. So that's what I had. And so when I saw that fast food, I thought that was so good, everybody. She really has a beautiful website and also have a little program that okay, explain your program you have. I think is what you do, like a pantry makeover and what else, your menu planning or something?
Oh, the program that is on my website is called My Simple Healthy Kitchen, and it does take you through, it shows you how to put together a healthy meal that's balanced, that has the vegetables, which are mostly missing, and it shows you ways to take your family favorites and put it into a healthier state. And it also gives you tips on how to have your pantry stocked and your refrigerator stocked so that you can pull things out and have a dinner quickly, because most of the nights we don't have time to spend a lot of hours in the kitchen cooking. And if we do a little prep work ahead of time and have those things easily available, we can pull those out, you know, and then have those quick foods for us.
Wow, that is so funny. We must think alike because I'm working with, I'm a registered dietitian, and I'm working with a student. And we had on one of my Facebook, being Fabulously Fit, or building their temple, and we had salad challenge week. I challenge everybody to every day we sent in a new recipe for salads to encourage them, not the basic little green salad with cucumbers and tomatoes, something different. And then one day she had, because she had shown me on her little website where she had containers like with celery. You chop up celery and you put celery and then you add water up to it and it stays crisp for about, you know, a couple of days. And then onions and garlic. And she had all these things chopped up because we're so busy. And like you said, you can pull them out. It's already pre-prepared for you and you can dump them into your dishes during the week. And, of course, you know, you got to sit and make your plan. So when you were saying that, I was thinking the same thing, that we need to redo our pantry. I have a thing called your kitchen is your healing center, which you bring into the kitchen, and how you prepare reflects not only your health, but as well as your children's health as well, which is so good. Mm-hmm. Now, I like the way you connect the physical world along with the spiritual world, because on her website she constantly has scriptures all the time. Now, do you send scriptures out, like inspirational tips, or how do you combine the two worlds?
I have a newsletter that I send out every week, and I always have a Bible verse that goes along with my topic. And this month, my theme has been healthy on the go, and so my Bible verse for this month has been about in Genesis, where God tells us, you know, about he's given us every herb and every tree for food to remind us that we have that God's fast food with us even when we're healthy on the go. And you'll have to stay tuned. My next theme coming up is about sugar, and so I'll have a verse to go with that. Also, in my coaching sessions, when I work with clients, each session begins with some grounding and breathing in a Bible verse to really get us centered on our time together during our session. And it's a great way to remind us that we have that guidance from God, and we can look to him, you know, not just in spiritual matters, but in the matters of our health and how to eat as well.
Go ahead, preach it, preach it, preach it, Rachel. You are dynamite. Well, because it's so funny, because I have something called eating healthy on the go. That's why I said everybody, we almost like twins.
Yeah.
But she's the younger one. The one that looks the youngest. She don't look her age. So anyway, I have one too, eating healthy on the go, talking about like going through the airports, the bus stops, you know, on the go, you know, when you, if you're on the go, again, you know, look for farmers markets, look for places that you can eat healthy, you know, get a lot more fruits and vegetables. So, you know, when I looked at it, I said, oh, okay, a little God's fast food kind of little thing there, and I like your theme for each month. So it is really good. I like that. Okay, so what is next for you? What is next on the horizon?
What is next? Well, coming up right away next is sugar. July is all about socket to sugar. And that is key. Yeah, sugar is everywhere. It comes at us from all directions. And sugar was key for me, in turning my health around, because sugar is just trash to our immune systems. And when we can get sugar out and then, of course, start getting in that nutrition, it will just change, you know, our whole immunity. It'll change how much we're getting sick and, of course, our energy levels. And it's something that almost everybody in America struggles with, because everywhere we turn, it's staring us in the face. And so I will have a program coming up in July that will offer a very simple 4-day plan to follow and offer some coaching along with that. And you can find out about that. I will soon have it on my website on current events. And then it will also be in my newsletter and on my Facebook page. So that'll be really exciting coming up.
That sounds exciting, because, you know, on the Today Show, or was it last week, or for 10 days, Holder and what's her name? Griffin. I forgot her name. Mm-hmm. Griffin is her last name.
Oh, they did, Kathy.
Woo, that's the lightning. That's why I said, woo, that was the lightning. They did a detox from sugar.
And,
that was kind of neat. I was watching that. So that is good. So you're going to have it socket to the sugar, huh?
That's right.
That is so fun, because that's why I said we're almost like twins, because I have an e-book, and my e-book is called The Battle of the Sugars. The sweetness versus the regular, because even with the sweetness, they, you know, how they're man-made, and they get the fruit that's in the islands, then, and then they, you know, they zap it down, or they, what they do, they sort of like boil it to get all the sugar out, and then they do all the, either add things to it or don't add things to it. You know, which is better, the sweeteners or the regular sugar? So I have to battle other sugars, and of course, you know, natural sugar. That's what I'm saying. That is so cute. That is so cute. Now, you have a book that you, that I passed out, you know, all on my social sites, and explain about those smoothies there, those energy drinks.
Sure, that is a smoothie, kind of like a challenge to get smoothies in. And the reason that I like to share that is when I was turning my health around and knew I needed to add in leafy greens, I didn't know what kale or chard was, or even had done much with, you know, parsley, cilantro, all of those great foods. And smoothies were such an easy way to get those into my diet, and they were convenient too. It's easy to make smoothies, several of them, and keep them in the freezer, and then pull them out, put them in your lunchbox, or pull them out the night before and have them for breakfast. But that book contains several recipes that are designed, you know, for energy and to put those greens in without. It's great for everyone, but especially someone who may be a little intimidated or not know, like I was. I didn't know how to cook kale or what to do with all of these greens I knew that I was supposed to be eating. So it's a very easy way to get those in. And there's a lot of fun recipes and a lot of different ideas in there to get someone started on those. And summer is a great time when it is, you mentioned in your opening about, you know, the heat. And summer, you know, that's a great time too, especially to be getting in more of the raw foods and getting that energy directly into us.
I like how you said the raw foods. We got about 3 minutes. So you believe in the raw diet versus the cooked diet?
I am very seasonal in that. And I think that there again, that's God's wisdom. In the summer, we have foods and it's hot out and we need to eat more raw foods to cool us down. In the winter, when it's cold, that's when we are provided with lots of the roots and the heavier foods that see us through those harder winter times. So, and of course, everybody's different and needs different amounts of raw and cooked, you know, even through the seasons. But that's where I come from, is that's very, very seasonal. So summer is very much more, for me, very much more raw food than in the winter.
And that's true. And for my listeners out there, when I was a nutritionist who 10, 15 years ago had a lot of people, old people coming to me because they've gone to these workshops and people tell them they should eat raw, and I go in there, they got house of beans and jars full of water, and I'm looking at these women who are diabetic, the older people, and I'm telling them, no, it's going to be all out and all your stuff. But now that I'm older and reading more about raw, and you can, there's more delicious dishes on raw and more delicious vegan dishes, are more apt for myself, like you said, seasonal, because my listeners, Rachel is saying during the summertime, we don't need that hot, heavy food. It would just lug us down, it would slow us down. We need food that cool us, like cucumbers and watermelon and those greens, and having the smoothies or the splash drinks is good for our body to cool our body. And then in the wintertime, that's when you have your most heavy meals, because you need things to rev up that internal temperature and, you know, keep you warm. We got about at least a minute. So can you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Yes, I'd love to. My website is PrayLiveEat.com. And on there is a link to sign up for my newsletter, which is a great way to stay in touch. It comes out every week. My email is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at Pray, Live, Eat. Feel free to reach out with any questions. And I'm on almost all the social media as Pray, Live, Eat. So I hope to see everybody there.
And repeat your website one more time, please.
Sure. It's Pray, Live, Eat.
Dot com. Well, Rachel, this has been really a good evening. I really enjoyed you, and I'm glad you're here. I know here in what we call the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia, is now storming. The sky is dark, and it's only about 6:30, well, 7 o'clock, I mean. So it's so funny. All the time I want to talk on with my Christian sisters and not the other people, but it seems like it always rains and everything. But for my folks out there, the devil's not going to bother us. You're going to what? Pray, live, and eat, as Rachel said, get into eating more fruits and vegetables and have God's fast foods, those bananas, those nuts, those raisins, things you can take what with you, and eat more dark green leafy vegetables. Believe me, when you go and see her picture, you can realize why you need to what? Pray, live, and eat. And thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
You have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.